fourth pack of eight of fifth Mishnah. Ein shoyvim es acheres vein choytchem anya litzlis boi maliach. And yontov, you're not allowed to break a piece of pottery or cut paper to use it for roasting. That's considered a tikkun kli because you're shaping it to the size you need for your use. And you're not allowed to do that yontov. You could have done it before yontov. Vein gofim tan v'kirayim. You also should not clean out the different type of tanurim from the cement or that caved in a little bit or whatever. It's also some type of tikkun kli. Yeah, from mechabshim, but whatever is there, you let there's an ashes there. You let it smooth it out, push it down. Yeah, these are all different types of tikkunim which you're not allowed to do since you could have done it before yontiv, and it's only machshir oichel nefesh. You're preparing the kelim of oichel nefesh, not oichel nefesh itself. You're not allowed to set up two barrels to put a pot on top of them because it looks like you're making an oichel because you have one from one side, one from the other side, and one on top. You're not allowed to support a pot with a piece of wood, even though wood is not muksa, because you are allowed to burn it, but you're allowed to burn it, but not use it for other uses. It's not considered a full-fledged kli. Chayin bedelis, also, you can't support a door with this piece of wood. Mani gives the payment of makam b'yontif, Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon. Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon matif. Ein mani gives the payment of makam b'yontif. You're not allowed to lead an animal with a stick because it looks like you're going to the shuk. The Beleza, the Rav Shimon permits it, but you don't pass like that.